Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
Edgar Norton is director of Illinois State University's Institute of Financial Planning and Analysis. Let's recap stories 10 through 6 we covered last time for the top stories of the past year in ascending order. Number 10 was robo-advising.
And number 9 was that passive investing or indexing is the way to go.
Number 8, negative interest rates.
Number 7 was blockchain technology.
And number 6 was the carbon energy collapse. So let's move into number 5, Edgar. The fifth biggest business story of 2016, the emerging international markets.
Yeah, really a lot of international stuff going on that had implications for finance and economics and business, of course. And again, as we saw in our previous segment, not everything happened in 2016, but there have been some trends going on that some of them just bubbled up to the top in 2016. There are some emerging market issues. Obviously, we trade with them. They buy our products. We buy some of the raw materials and products. Brazil has had a number of political issues, including the impeachment of their leader. Turkey, which is an interesting case between Europe and the Arab world, and as a member of NATO, had an attempted coup. And there's some political questions, I guess, about where the Turkish leader is taking the country. China has been in the news a number of times, both in terms of politics and its military, but it keeps on spending money and going into debt further and further. They're trying to manage their economy, and they're just taking on tremendous amounts of debt. And some people are starting to whisper about, you know, what if we had a debt crisis here in the U.S. with the Great Recession? So is that going to happen with China maybe and their debt?
And the ripple effect just goes on and on.
Indeed.
The fourth biggest news story in the business world in 2016 deals with some things close to home. I guess you would call 2016 the year of the stopgap budget in Illinois, and some of the problems stemmed from that.
Yeah, we can hit the repeat button on this. I think going back a few years,
yes,
where the Illinois powers that be just can't, not to get political here, but a guy wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. And maybe both parties need to read The Art of the Deal and come up with a deal to help our budget issues. It's just ridiculous to have the stopgap budgets and not come up with a spending plan that all of us, taxpayers as well as people who work with and for the state and who are vendors with the state and doctors and dentists and hospitals can actually get their money on time.
But so we're talking about the Illinois not being able to arrive at a budget during 2016. But along with that, there were some side issues that maybe were more positive in nature. For instance, Rivian, the company coming in to purchase the Mitsubishi plant at the last minute in 2016, and the fact that legislation did pass and it was signed by the governor that allowed, among other things, the Clinton Nuclear Power Station to stay open.
That's correct. And if you're a Chicago hot dog fan, there's other good news out there, too, about Portillo's coming.
Yes, yes.
Coming to town. So we got that. You got the Rivian Power. So, yeah, there are some, you know, positive plans here for hopefully job growth and job maintenance in the case of Clinton, the Clinton Power Plant here in Central Illinois. Now, if we can just get Springfield and Chicago to get their act together.
Well, maybe that'll happen in 2017. The third biggest story of the year, the new fiduciary rule for financial advisors. And we did a segment on this during the course of the year. Remind us again what this is about, Edgar.
The fiduciary rule, the new fiduciary rule applies to retirement accounts like IRAs and such, where now if I go to a financial planner or someone who calls himself a financial planner, they have to give advice and make decisions with my interest, the customer's interest in mind first and foremost. That might surprise someone because you thought your financial advisor, stockbroker, life insurance person was already doing that. And the answer is, well, they didn't legally have to. They were operating under a different set of rules and standards that their advice may, not was, but may have been tainted by commissions. You know, what product gives me the biggest commission or what product gives me the most points toward the Hawaii trip being offered by my company. And so the fiduciary standard says, no, you can't do that. You have to really do what's best for the client now.
So while this is something that happened during the year 2016, the effect of this will go on for several years down the road. At least that's the idea behind those who put it in place.
In fact, you know, many companies are getting their act together for a fiduciary rule, but it really hits us, I believe, in April of 2017 is when the law becomes and has to be enforced.
Let's take a look at the second biggest business story of 2016, and that is Brexit. Now, this has wide ramifications, but in the business world especially so. Explain.
Well, I wish I could explain it to myself. A lot of people are worried about what's going to happen to Britain with their exit from the EU, but I'm scratching my head saying, okay, if we go back 15, 20 years, the EU didn't exist and Britain was doing pretty well for itself. I think a big issue is that London has become a global financial center, especially for the European community. And so maybe, you know, if you're not going to play our game, Britain, maybe we'll just, you know, pull some of our resources back to Brussels, back to Europe, and we'll make another financial center in Europe. It'll be a little bit tougher to do trade because you're not going to be part of the EU. But again, I'm wondering about that myself because British, they never went to the euro. The British economy still works on the pound, and so they still have currency differences. And so I'm kind of waiting and seeing. There's been a lot of gloom and doom and a lot of concerns about what might happen. But if you have a vibrant economy and good workers and you're offering a good product, I mean, people will come. Just like the U.S. and Europe still do trade, and Japan, China, and does trade with Europe. So I'm kind of waiting and seeing just what will be the impact on London, particularly since they're the financial center and Britain as a whole.
So maybe you're thinking it's not just Brexit being the number two story, but maybe much ado about Brexit?
It certainly had a lot of headaches, a lot of disruptions in the financial market, and people are curious what might happen. But I'm taking a wait-and-see approach.
It's probably no surprise the biggest business story of 2016, maybe overall the biggest news story of quite some time in many years, the election of President-elect Donald Trump and the GOP Congress once again gaining power in Washington. How does this mostly affect the financial sector, the business world?
Well, it's interesting watching the financial markets, how they were starting to tank on election night, and then boom, they turned around and they were hitting record highs day after day after day. And so it's interesting how the financial markets are viewing this very favorably in terms of economic growth, and maybe with Republicans in control of Congress and now a Republican president, maybe some of the unfavorable regulations will be taken off the economy. And every politician promises job growth and such, and obviously President-elect Trump is no different than that. And so we'll see what happens, if he can work with Paul Ryan and the House and Mitch McConnell in the Senate to actually get the economy going even further and creating jobs here. He does have some rather ambitious job growth goals, but if we can increase our labor productivity by 1 or 2%, they are possible. And that, how do you increase labor productivity? Better education, skills training, and capital investment.
So again, recapping the top five biggest business stories of 2016, the fifth is the emerging international markets, number four, the budget stalemate in Illinois, number three, the new fiduciary rule, number two, Brexit, and number one, the election of Donald Trump and the powerful GOP Congress going forward. Edgar Norton is director of Illinois State University's Institute of Financial Planning and Analysis. Edgar, I look forward to tracking the coming year's top stories with you as 2017 unfolds.
Same here, Willis, and Happy New Year.
I'm Willis Kern.